Boise's mayor yesterday announced a plan to house some of the city's chronically homeless. It would give existing apartments to some homeless people and provide extensive services to help them stay. The city and the Idaho Housing and Finance Association are also looking for a developer to build some new housing. As Adam Cotterell reports, it's a plan homeless advocates have been waiting for.
For several months last year, Boise watched a homeless tent city grow near downtown. Boise police eventually dispersed the camp known as Cooper Court in December. The city drew criticism from some homeless advocates for the circumstances that led to the camp and then for shutting it down. All the while, city leaders responded that they were working on a long-term plan. When Boise Mayor Dave Beter unveiled that long-anticipated plan, he referred to Cooper Court as a stark example of an alternative to homelessness that is not the way to go.
Now what we're reinforcing with these first actions, this is the way to go. These are the models that we know are evidence-based and will work. And we want our community to get behind these efforts.
The plan that Beter and the heads of nonprofit and public sector partners announced is the kind of solution even many of the city's harshest critics have called for. It's based on the Housing First or Permanent Supportive Housing model pioneered by cities like Salt Lake. But this long-term solution will take a long time. Phases 1 and 2 may help 40 people over the next 2 or 3 years. Beter says eventually the city and its partners will house all the 100 estimated chronically homeless people in Ada County. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.
And the Boise